Hebrews chapter 2. And we're going to, I want us to look at our diary of signs and wonders. Amen. How many of you have ever kept a diary? And you check things that have happened? Right? You just check back and say, I was somewhere on such and so date. Then a diary also keeps record of what you want to do. You mark it out, so and so period. You plan. So we're going to look at the believer's diary of signs and wonders. Some people have diary of bad memories. See, I remember February 7, 1977. No, that's not prophetic enough. July 7, 1977. It was a Saturday, 7 p.m. 7 p.m. number 7. 7 up, bust up. They keep such diaries of bad things, bad testimonies, bad reports. But we have been given a diary of signs and wonders. So it's signs and wonders. And we look at it, miracles yesterday, today, and forever. There sometimes, as a child of God, you just run through this diary. And then you look at them. Just look at the diary and then see the events. Look at them again as a child of God. Because for us, the Bible is not a history book. The Bible presents to us information. Revelation. Look at Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 4. So we're going to do some readings. Very fast, but Hebrews chapter 2 and 4. Hebrews 2 and 4. God also bearing them witness. What was he talking about? Verse 3. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? God also bearing them witness. It says, God bore witness. And it says, with signs, both with signs and wonders. So it says, signs and wonders. Then it says, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. This was one of my earliest sermons in the 90s. Signs, wonders, diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost. Now, the New Testament has four words that describe the power of God. Four. Because if he is called God, and he's got no power, then he shouldn't be called God. You know, we, there's no reason why he should be called God. He's got no power. Look at it. So he's telling you how he did it. Don't forget, the previous verse says that the law, the Old Testament, pay attention now, he says, let us take heed lest we drift away from the word spoken to us. You know, lest we drift away from the word spoken to us. For if every transgression and disobedience, verse 2, received a just recompense of reward. That's another kind of power. Just recompense of reward. That's punishment for misdeeds. And he's talking the Old Testament. The word spoken by angels was steadfast. So he says angels, steadfast, that every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Then he now says, God bearing witness with salvation, with signs, wonders, diverse miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost. What's the word sign? The word sign is the Greek word semion. S-E-M-E-I-O-N. Every time you see the word sign, it's used 77 times, is to explain an indication. or call it proofs. An indication. A proof. In fact, in Matthew 12, let's turn in there. The Jews came to Jesus in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38. Matthew 12, 38. You know what they told him? They said, look, Master, we will see a sign from you. We want to have an indication. If you are the one sent by God, show us a proof. That is, something that indicates the presence of another. It must show, it must indicate. That is, when it comes to a sign, it's a third party that will witness it. When it comes to a sign. That's why believers do not seek for signs. It's a third party that will witness it. In Mark 16, 17, this is how Jesus puts it. He says, signs of Jesus are men. He says, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believes and is baptized shall be saved. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. That is, this will indicate them. In my name they will cast out devils. He didn't say in my name they will wear scarf. How about that? In my name they wear no earrings. This sign shall follow them that believe in my name. Their trousers will be like pencil. He didn't say that. In my name they will cast out demons. He didn't say, in my name you will cast out demons from them or do deliverance for them. He said, in my name they will cast out demons. Don't forget the word signs is what indicates the presence of another. In John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 2. John's Gospel 3, verse 2. What about a man by the name of Rabbi, or a Jewish leader by the name of Nicodemus, said, Master, no man doeth these miracles except God is with him. What miracles there is signs. Signs. That is, you have shown us evidence that you came from God. Signs. No man doeth these miracles except God is with him. Look at John's Gospel 2:11. John's Gospel 2:11. John's Gospel 2:11. The Bible says, this beginning of miracles, the word there is signs, did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Signs. In Acts 2:22. Hallelujah. Acts 2:22. This is how Peter described Jesus. He said, you men of Israel, watch this. Hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you. How does he approve it? By what? Miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. And he said, as you yourselves also know. Now in Acts 8:6, a man by the name of Philip, he went out to Samaria to preach Christ. Verse 6 says, and the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles, or better said, the signs which he did. So he did signs. In Romans 15:19, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God. So say the power. Or say it like a minute. The power of the Spirit of God. He said, look at the mighty signs. Because he was talking about preaching the gospel. He said, the mighty signs by the power of the Spirit of God. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. 2 Corinthians 12:12. Paul says, the signs of an apostle were wrought among you in all patience, in signs and wonders, and mighty deeds. So a sign is an indication, a proof. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See, I walk in proofs. You don't mean that, you. See, I walk in proofs. So a sign is given to prove an existence. The way you, when, I mean, doctors do this, they say there's a sign of life. Indicators. To show that it exists. So there's signs. The next word is the word wonders. The word wonders is used 16 times. Here's the word teras or terata. The wonders is oftentimes, is not like a duplication of words, is a reaction of the onlookers. Is a wonder is a reaction of onlookers. That is, when you have a sign and a miracle, the response of the audience is called wonders. When you have a response of the audience, it's called wonders. John 4:48. Jesus said, except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. Talking to that kind of generation, not you and I. But look at Acts 2:19. I will make wonders, it's a prophecy of Joel, Acts 2:19, in the heavens. Acts 2:19. Wonders. In the heavens above. But much more, verse 22. God approved Jesus also by miracles and wonders. Look at Acts 2:43. Watch this one. This is vital. This is now the apostles. Let's take verse 43 together. Acts 2:43. Let's go. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done. Were done by who? You know, we read by God in Acts 2:22, by Jesus earlier. But it's about the apostles, those that Jesus gave his name to. So wonders, that is, they did things that made people wonder. Acts 4, when they wanted to pray, they were about to pray. And look at their prayer. Can you pray for a wonder and a sign? They did. They said, by stretching forth, they were praying, thy hand to heal, Acts 4:30. And signs and wonders might be done by the name of your holy servant. That's the right word. Jesus Christ. Holy child. Jesus Christ. 27:7. Jesus Christ. So they can pray. Praise God. Say praise the Lord. They prayed for wonders to be done. Hallelujah. Acts 5. Did they see the wonders? Sure they did. Acts 5:12. Let's take Acts 5:12 together. And by the hands... Oh, come on, I'm waiting. Let's go. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs. Now, do you notice what the problem was? The problem was in Acts 3, a crippled man walked. And that persecution persisted till Acts 4. And then they put them in jail. That's Peter. And then they came out. Not they put them in jail. They harassed them, sorry. They threatened them. And then they went back. And then look at what they now prayed for. They persecuted you because of signs and wonders. And then those folks now prayed that you just saw one. We're going to pray for plural. Signs and wonders might be done through the name of Jesus. So I say signs and wonders. Say, I do signs and wonders. Say that like you mean. Say, I do signs and wonders. Look at the next verse. Chapter 5, sorry. Next text. They now, the apostles, let's think verse 12 together. And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people, and all one accord. So there were signs and wonders done by the apostles. Praise God. Look at chapter 6. Oh, Pastor is just talking about the apostles. You know, the apostles. I'm not an apostle. I'm just a brethren. One person, brethren. But Acts 6, there was a guy called, he's called Stephen. He's a deacon. That is, he's like a typical usher, someone who drums or is in the technical department. Acts 6 and verse 8. Let's take it together. Acts 6, 8. And Stephen, oh my God, full of what? Faith and power. Did great wonders. Hallelujah. What did he do? Great wonders. You know, we've not read great wonders till now. We read wonders through the apostles. Great wonders through the deacon. You know, you can't run away from that. You may not be an apostle, but you can't say you don't share food. Oneness. So the apostles did miracles and wonders. Stephen did. Acts 14:3. What else is a wonder? Don't forget, what is a wonder? A wonder is anything that makes you wonder. That's a simpler way to put it. Whatever makes you wonder. Watch this, verse 3. Long time therefore, abode they speaking boldly in the Lord, which gave testimony unto the word of his grace, and granted signs and wonders to be done by their hands. You know, we had read earlier that God did. Now he's saying by their hands. In Acts 15:12, same thing. Wonders were done by Paul and Barnabas among the Gentiles. Romans 15:19. By the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 12:12. The signs of an apostle. So a wonder is what makes people marvel. They make people marvel. Something that is beyond human understanding. The last word is the word miracles. The word miracles is the word dunamis. It's like the compound word. Dunamis. Dunamis on its own means ability. 120 times. Ability. 120 times. Dunamis. Now I want you to observe something, because that's where we're going. God, in the new birth and in the new creation, he put in the Spirit and in the church the gifts of working of miracles. He didn't just give miracles. He didn't just do miracles amongst us. He put the gift of workings of miracles. Don't forget, a miracle refers to ability, or a display of ability, or a show of ability. 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 10. To another, the workings of miracles. 1 Corinthians 12:28. He said some in the church. After that, he says miracles. 1 Corinthians 12. So I said miracles. That's power. That's power. Some say power. That it means some say power. There's miracles. Miracles. Look at 1 Corinthians 2:5. My speech and my preaching was not in the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit's power. The word power there is dunamis. Similar to miracles. In Ephesians 1, verse 19. To know the exceeding greatness of his power towards what we believe. His power. ability, the display of his ability. We read that about every time we saw signs and wonders, a couple of times we read earlier, Acts 2:22, you find it alongside the word power. Miracles, we read about signs and wonders, you have miracles. 2 Corinthians 12:12, you have miracles. Acts 10:38, our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, and who with power went about. Power, miracles. Acts 6:8, we read that about Stephen. He also did miracles and wonders. Miracles there is the word power. Dunamis. Dunamis. I remember a friend of mine that I accused years ago. Well, it's not my friend. He's a friend's friend. They used to organize this concert called Dunamis. And they would just shout and sing. And I felt this cannot be Dunamis. If there's Dunamis, we'll see Dunamis. There will be something to wonder about. Well, there were things to wonder about in their concerts. But, I mean, things you wonder that how come they're not in the Bible? Power. Praise God. Power. Signs. Wonders. Then, you know, Hebrews 2:4 says diverse miracles. Different kinds of miracles. The last one says gifts of the Holy Ghost. What's the gifts of the Holy Ghost? Where you have the word merismos. Means to divide. That one, we can safely teach them as the ministry gifts, but not today. Now look at Galatians 3 and 5. Remember, we're looking at our diary of what? Signs and wonders. The Bible is my diary of signs and wonders. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 5. Watch this. He therefore that ministers to you the Spirit and worketh miracles amongst you. Doeth he by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? So, you know, God has placed in us and around us the ability to see signs and wonders. He has placed in us and around us the workings of miracles. What is a miracle? A miracle is something that happens in nature. It happens in nature. Write this down. A miracle is a violation of the laws of nature. So the power of God violates nature. Say the power of God. Now you don't mean to say that. Say it like you mean it. The power of God violates nature. Or else, how else were people amazed? They won't be amazed. Nobody will be amazed if you jumped up and came down. But if you jumped up and stayed there, I tell you the truth, anywhere it happens in Lagos, every car will park. Am I right? But I don't think I've ever seen anyone park because someone is walking on the road. So, a miracle is a violation. Write that word, it's a very important definition. A violation of natural laws. A miracle is also a suspension of nature. An altering of nature. Now we're not dealing with emotions or faith or unbelief. We're talking about natural things. Things in nature. You know why? Because Jesus did signs and wonders and miracles and people reacted, but that didn't affect their emotions, their faith or unbelief. Don't forget, that's why I said to have that. So in a miracle, there's a display in nature. Something happens in the natural. A suspension of nature, an alteration of nature, or a total violation of natural laws. Let's see a few. Let's read it. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Are miracles around me? That means I should look forward to a violation of natural laws. It's not every time that I must obey nature's laws. The minute it becomes inconvenient, the minute it becomes, because listen carefully, a miracle is an intervention. The minute it becomes inconvenient, the minute nature restricts me and brings discomfort, then the power of God can intervene. Don't forget that. And so, watch this. In John chapter 2, almost insignificant, verse 1 to 11. We'll read those stuff in a moment. Verse 1 to 11. Jesus was at a wedding. Let me add this. He wasn't there to do a crusade. He wasn't the MC. They had wine had run out. Then the mom said to those who say, go to me. Because he had told Jesus that the water has run out. The wine has run out. They said, fill the jars, the pots with water. Now that doesn't make sense. We want wine, you ask for water. Then the Bible says, Jesus told them, you draw from it. And they didn't bring out water. And I'm not sure he poured chemical in there. But they brought out wine. If you were there, except something that happened to your humanity, you go, huh? That would be a wonder. A sign and a wonder. They saw nature altered. They saw nature violated. In John, let's run through this quickly. In John chapter 5, verse 1 to 9, a man who had infirmity in the natural. If he had gone to a doctor, I'm very sure there's no wrong in doctors, the doctor would have prescribed maybe a 6 month therapy. You know what? You need to take these drugs every day, 4 times a day. If you miss one, you start all over again. Huh? Doctor would have said, you know what? You need to drink this and stop taking it. You know why you are like this, infirm? You take too much vegetables, you move from vegetables, just start taking don't take vegetables. What do you take? Start taking granite. Only. So when our breakfast, same thing. And doctor says, be careful. Make sure you take it every time. The doctor lets you know you can be well. But it's going to take you 9 months treatment, then you probably are going to be flown out somewhere and brought back. And Jesus touched this man. He violated nature. He suspended the natural laws, because what the doctor does is that he uses nature to cure nature. And Jesus, by the power of God, violated that. Hallelujah. And you and I can receive such violations. Praise God. Say, I'm for that violation. Hallelujah. That's an illegal entry into nature. Call it that. And this man began. He was healed. A man was blind, John 9. They asked whether he was blind from his womb. The man was blind from his mother's womb. I'm sure they would have given him a school to go to. And they were wondering who's sitting. Is it the man? Is it his parents? He said, nobody. Jesus touched that man's eyes. The Bible says the man began to see clearly. How about you? If I read those kind of things, I see the possibilities of the power of God. This can happen. In John 11, a man, Lazarus, he had died. He was sinking 4 days. 4 days. In fact, when Jesus eventually said, roll away the stone, they said, ah, the man's dead. He was, you know, they just said, roll away the stone for what? What do you want us to see in there? And Jesus said what no one had ever said before. He said, Lazarus, come out. And the Bible said, the one who was dead. You know, the tenses changed the minute the power of God intervened. The one who was sick. Hallelujah. The one who was blind. The one who was diseased. The man came out alive. In John chapter 4, verse 46 to 54, he healed many people. I'll take one more. In John 21, 1 to 14, there was a great catch of fish. It's not in all the instances that they were preaching the gospel. Say, this is for the gospel. No. It was just an intervention of the power of God in a natural instance. I'll run through a few more. Then we'll just check scriptures together. Watch this. Matthew, single-handedly, Matthew records the healing of a leper. A leper was healed. And then the centurion, Matthew chapter 8. And Matthew chapter 9, the blind man. In Mark's gospel as well, Mark 7, 31 to 37, the deaf. Mark 8, 22, 26, the blind. Now, that's healing. And sometimes we restrict the miraculous or the power of God to healing. But it's not always about healing. Look at Matthew 14. A man by the name of Peter. Matthew 14. He saw Jesus on water. Then he said, Lord, if it be you, verse 28, bid me come unto you on the water. And Jesus said, how's your prayer life like? When last did you study? I didn't see you in church last night. That has nothing to do with receiving miracles. Quote me again. It has nothing to do with it. I'll say it one more time. It has nothing to do with it. To receiving miracles. He said, come. And that was it. Now I'm sure if you were in that boat with Peter, you'll have said, calm down, guy. Guy, use wisdom. You are not sure. You are not sure. They'll be honest and say, come on, Peter, go for it. They won't follow you, but go for it, come on. But they'll stay inside and say, go for it. God can do it. Say, join me, he said, you first. But the beauty is, the point about this particular story is that we're quick to preach that Peter sank. But the point is that he first of all walked. Before you at least accuse him of unbelief, you too walk some. He walked some. Praise God. He walked some. And the beauty is that he didn't sink. He didn't drown. I've never seen anyone sink in water. You just go, boom. Well, I've had the experience in 1990. I was in my cousin's place. Some of you know the story. And they told us that on a Tuesday, I think on a Monday, a swimming teacher was going to come teach us to swim. And I was in a hurry to learn to swim. I'd watched enough movies. I said, it's not difficult. I'll just be doing like this. So there I was in the water. I started from the very shallow end, so it was looking okay. And I was just going. Then suddenly, I found myself going into Hades. I lost my voice. I lost my sight. I said, Abu, Abu, Abu. You know what that means already. Thank God for a cousin of mine who just said he saw something moving in the water. He said, what is this? So he just went close. He's a Muslim. I'm a believer. He got hold of my hand and brought me out. Then the guy said, I had to press my... Leave that key. Too much cartoon. But the point is, Peter did not drown. He sank. He was going down gradually. That's the power of God still. Hallelujah. That's the power of God still. So here he is. The Bible says he walked on the water. In Luke's Gospel 5, 4 to 11, Jesus escaped. He escaped the crowd. I'll check that later. In Luke's Gospel 5. Okay? Luke's Gospel 5. Peter, again, he's on the boat. He's not a good church member. He's not a brilliant teacher. He's not someone who knows how to pray in tongues. And then he says, Master, at your word, and he casts his net down and he got a great catch. When it comes to miracles, there's no qualification for miracles. Should I repeat myself? When it comes to miracles, there's no qualification for miracles. Salvation is not even a qualification. Those who received miracles received it. That's all they did. They expected it and received it. It didn't mean that the next day they became evangelists. They just won it. They just received it. And the God of whom? In fact, the guy in John 9, they asked him, who healed you? He said, I don't know him. I don't know him. But did he receive a miracle? Yes, he did. Are you still there? It's so interesting again. A woman was healed. Just check out. Then one more. Marcus, Luke 22, verse 50. If there's anybody that should not be healed, it's Marcus. Marcus was one of the soldiers that came to arrest Jesus. If there's anyone that he should cut his head, it should be Marcus. Peter cut Marcus' ear, and Jesus healed Marcus' ear. And then you'll find a Christian who was healing, he's checking whether he has sinned or not. Who should have sinned if not Marcus? He came to arrest Jesus, and he got healed. And that's interesting. I would have thought Jesus would have said, "Duh," something like that. That this will be a sign for every generation of those who came to crucify me. Jesus took the head back. And Marcus goes, oh my Lord, thank you Jesus, but you're under arrest. Are you still there? The four Gospels let us see signs and wonders and miracles done by Jesus. It was overwhelming. Why were they documented? Because they should become a diary to the believer. You read them. You see them for reference. So at any time that you desire or you want a miracle, you will know what a miracle is. And that miracles are the display of the power of God. There's healing and much more. Let's take it one by one. Matthew, Mark and Luke, including John, they recorded much. I'll start from Mark and Luke. Mark and Luke recorded the casting out of a demon at Capernaum. Mark 1:23-26. I'm saying all this because I want you to go and read them. Mark 1:23-26. Mark 4:35. Sorry, Luke 4:35-35. 33-35. Mark 1:23-26. Luke 4:33-35. A demon was cast out at Capernaum. Matthew and Mark. Matthew 12:22 and Mark 3:10-11. A demon was cast from a blind man. Matthew 12:22 and Mark 3:10-11. The servant of the centurion was healed. Not just, he wasn't the one that was healed. That means you can receive miracle on behalf of another person. We don't know what or who the servant worshipped. We don't even know what the servant believed. But the master came to meet Jesus. And at the word of Jesus, the servant at home was healed. In our diary of miracles, we see that we can receive miracles on behalf of another. See, I can receive miracles on behalf of someone else. That happens the whole time. You know, I saw a guy, he graduated last week. I think he made a first class or something. So, we began to talk. And I reminded him in 1995, his brother, well, his uncle, not his brother, his mom's brother. Was that it? No, no. His senior cousin, not his, because the parents were siblings, came for one of our meetings. And I said, we had called Dunamis meetings. And we were having those, it was in 94, 95. And then we were having those meetings, and I just said, stretch forth your hand, and let's just receive miracles, signs, and wonders. But the theme of that teaching was Hebrews 2, 4, interestingly. And so I said, bring out whatever you want to place on the sick. So people brought handkerchiefs. He brought a pen. And in my mind, I'm feeling rubbish. In my mind, but I can't say rubbish. She said the guy's been home lying there for days. He couldn't talk. And he's like a baby. He couldn't. Now he's now a graduate. Graduated last week. So I said, okay. I laid hands on the pen grudgingly. I just did like this. Amen. Amen. So when they gave me cloth, but as he got home, he placed it on that boy and he got up. So even me, I was too foolish to recognize a miracle and how miracles work. So I can receive miracles on behalf of someone else. So never think you need to qualify to see a miracle. The only way you qualify to see a miracle is if you need one. And he received on behalf of someone. The centurion and his servant. A demon was cast out again as though to follow the pattern. In Matthew 15:20-28, you see it also in Mark 7:24-30. The Canaanite woman talked about her daughter. It was not her, it was again her daughter. I can receive miracles on behalf of someone else. You know, the person doesn't have to be in my house. The person can be in another nation, another country. Brothers and sisters, in our diary of miracles, this happens. And it happens, and it can happen again. It can happen today. It can happen tomorrow. It can happen on Tuesday. It can happen on Wednesday. It can happen on Thursday. It can happen every day. Praise God. Hallelujah. We believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. Glory to His name. Lecture of mine told me one day, it will only take a miracle for this to happen. I just said, I believe in miracles. You are talking to the wrong person. Then when you tell a student, it will only take a miracle, you should be afraid. I said, huh? I said, I believe in miracles. I like that part. Hallelujah. If it's miracles, I like that one. If it's luck, I don't know. Praise God. I believe in miracles. Catherine Kuhlman says, if you believe in God, you must believe in miracles. You can't say you believe in God and you don't believe in miracles. Then how is He God? Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. Praise God. Are you still there? The woman's daughter was healed. Healed. She wasn't the one that was healed. In other words, he didn't say, well, does your daughter believe? No. She believed. Praise God. And the daughter was healed. 1987 or 88, I'm not sure. I think it's 87. My brother was sick for a while. He brought him from the hospital. And so we went to our family house. And he was lying on the couch. So I stayed with him, you know, taking care of him and all. Just my aunt had gone out to do something. So we're watching Archbishop Idahosa. Idahosa and you, OGTV. Then he just said, there's one young boy, you are on the bed. He mentioned my brother's name. Now before then, I never liked the Archbishop Idahosa because I felt he was wearing agbada, that's all. And I thought, how can a preacher wear agbada? And we were attending Aladura Church, and I thought ours was agbada as well. But some of us were hypocritical, because we were wearing white. He was wearing another kind of white. So I felt, this man? So I paid attention. It was 1988. He said, put your hands, you the brother, that's me now. You are seated beside him. Say, put your hands on him now and ask him to get up. So I said, in the name of Jesus, get up. And my brother just looked at me and he sat down. I believe in miracles. I'm not the kind of person you can convince. I've already seen it. It's what I have not seen that you can say doesn't exist. I passed that level. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I have a diary of miracles. The Bible is my diary of signs and wonders. Hallelujah. It's not a book of history. It's a book of reference. You look for a miracle of healing, it's in there. A miracle of provision, it's in there. So, here we are. Let's go. Say some more. You learning something? Here's Jesus. 4,000 men were fed. Matthew 15:32 and Mark 8:1-9. 4,000. They were fed. Supernaturally. Supernaturally. They were fed. A miracle of supply. We have seen two. We have seen three actually. Luke 5. We have seen John 2. A miracle of supply. Hallelujah. See, I receive miracles of supply. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. I receive miracles of supply. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Sometimes it's supply of favor, supply of men's help. Years ago, Pastor Fa was in Ghana. So she was, I think it was 2004. So she wanted to get a license. And they told them naturally that that license takes 1 year. You know, that you'll have to do this and do that. So I told her on the phone, I said, 1 year? She said, but I believe God. I'll get it in 2 weeks. Now the point was, normally I would have said, don't always trust your pastor. Now I'm being honest, because you have to receive yourself. Why I didn't argue with her was a couple of years before, she was in her final school, year in school, and then she told me she was going to, you know, be best student in the class. And all that. I wasn't bothered, because I wasn't, so there was no point. So she said, she called me on the phone. She said, this is the grade they gave me. I was my friend, Pastor Tim Grage, and I said, Greg said, but I'm going to get it changed. I said, you know the kind of thing, like, okay, if it happens, great, if it doesn't happen, I'm set. She told me she believed God. Then the man who supervised the project came back. The man said he just felt he did the wrong thing. And came back on his own, corrected it, and she became the best graduating student and got all the prizes on the convocation day. She didn't attend. She was at the retreat. Hallelujah. Oh! So the time she told me, I'll get it in 2 weeks, I couldn't argue. My mind went, how in the world do you want to get something for a year for 2 weeks? That week, she got the license. Now I can't share in that glory because I didn't believe. Praise God. But it happened. Praise God. Miracles happen. Miracles of supply. Men will come and favor you. Men will come and help you. Miracles of supply. As it happened before, then it can happen again. Hallelujah. Are you still there? Phone calls. Men will come and do things to your advantage. In Matthew 20:29-31, the blind man who saw at Jericho. You see the same thing in Mark 10:46-48. In Matthew 21:19-20, you find the fig tree, the miracle of the fig tree. You see the same thing in Mark 11:12-14. A fig tree dried up from its roots. And when Jesus did that, they asked Jesus, Jesus, oh, the fig tree that you cursed has dried up from its roots. I thought you would say, Then he said, have faith in God. Have faith in God? What do you mean, Jesus? Have faith in God. Have faith. Whosoever shall say. Not that one. Yes, whosoever. And he's thinking. Okay, whosoever shall say to this mountain. Write that one now. He wasn't guessing. He knew exactly what happened. He said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever that he say. See, I have whatsoever that I say. A miracle gives you confidence for another one. About 25 years now, you know, more than 24, but up to 20, not up to 25. I was pronounced by a doctor to have 6 months to live. And they said I had kidney failure. That this is going to, because I was feeling so much pains all over my body. And the man said, well, you'll have to manage the case for some time. But you know, that this is a plus or minus. Then, to make matters worse, he now gave the, my dad was there, my mom was there. He now gave the story of a president of one nation. I forgot whether it's Zambia or something. That just died. And I said, if a president can die, he has all the money. And in my eyes, filled with tears, I was still a teenager. I mean, I said to myself, I remember that song by Don Moen, "You are the Lord that healeth me." I said, I believe that God will heal me. Now, I didn't throw away my drugs. I was taking it. I'm believing God. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. I believe God. I receive my healing. I listened to that song by Don Moen. I read much more stories and testimonies and scriptures about divine healing. It's almost 25 years. I'm here now. Praise God. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. Miracle healing. I believe in miracles. I do. So years down the line, I saw another doctor. Doctor said to me, well, this case is usually a terminal case. We're going to have to do manage. I just laughed at him. I said, I will be healed. The man said, you don't know what I'm saying. I said, no, you don't know what I am saying. Hallelujah. I didn't want to settle into emotional stuff. Because when you said emotional stuff, you said, calm down. Calm down. We had 20% success rate. You know, you say, how do I know I'm in the 20%? Praise God. Told him to give me 2 weeks. I didn't go back in 2 weeks. I went a couple of weeks back and he checked through my body. And totally well, totally healed. Praise God. You know why? Because I'd seen one, I knew I could see another one. Anything we see in scriptures can happen again. Someone say it can happen again. The Bible is my diary of signs and wonders. Glory to his name. It's my diary of signs and wonders. I look back as a younger missionary and how we traveled by night and we had to go from nation to nation. Sometimes we had to go in the dead of the night and we'd go into places where they didn't even speak our language. And I'm saying I went through the bush to go to Ivory Coast, to go sometimes to Cameroon. We went across West Africa and I look back and say, what was the motivation? Was the fact that we saw through God's word that was how the apostles reached every nation. Hallelujah. I believe God for miracles. I know, without thinking, there was miracles of preservation in those trips. Supply. Miracles of men coming to our advantage. Why? We are seeing those things in the written word. They were not written for us to talk about. They are written for us to see them again. Hallelujah. I said we see them again. I said we see them again. Glory to his name. Follow this. So there were miracles of the fig tree. There was Peter's mother-in-law, Matthew 8, 14 to 15. The same one, he's in Mark 1, 29 to 31. Luke 4, 38 to 39. Then you also have the miracle of the violent wind. A strange wind just showed up. And Jesus was right in the sheep. It showed up. Matthew 8, 23 to 27. Mark 4, 35 to 41. And Luke 8, 22 to 25. All the three of them recorded this one. And all Jesus said was, peace be still. Hallelujah. Peace be still. Something geographers, meteorologists could not explain. It stopped. There are times like that. You need that intervention, even to natural things. He said, peace, be still. Lepers were cleansed. Matthew 8, 2 to 4. Mark 1, 40 to 45. Luke 5, 12 to 15. Why am I giving you this account? I want you to go and read those miracles. Read them. Either for yourself or for someone that you know. Are you following what I'm saying? I said, this can happen. This has happened. And it can happen again. A legion was cast out. Matthew 8, 28. Mark 5, 1. Luke 8, 26. So many miracles. Woman with the issue of blood. Matthew 9, 20 to 22. Mark 5, 25 to 33. Luke 8, 43 to 46. What did she do? She just touched Jesus' clothes. She said from home, if I touch his clothes, I will be healed. She determined where the power of God went. Jesus was going towards Lazarus' house. He didn't even know she existed. But listen to me, faith gives direction to the power of God. The power of God was going this way. Faith brought it back. Praise God. Say, I believe that I receive miracles by faith. Glory to his name. Jairus' daughter was the very next one. Same thing, Matthew 9, 23 to 26. Mark 5, 35 to 38. Luke 8, 49 to 50. Look at that instance. Jesus was told that Jairus' daughter was healed, sick. And he's just going in there. And in the middle of that, pay good attention. I've shared this with you before. And here he goes. He meets the woman with the issue of blood, so he has to stop. I tell it to her, oh, daughter, God, your faith has made you whole. As he left her, they brought news from Jairus' house that the daughter was dead. Jesus, pay attention, I just told the woman with the issue of blood to tell everyone what she did. The woman told what happened. She said, I said that if I touch your clothes, I'll be healed. Jairus was there when she said it. So immediately they brought the story from Jairus' house and said, look, your daughter is dead. Trouble not the master. Jesus turned to Jairus. He knew he had just seen a miracle. So he said, fear not, only believe. He must have learned something from that woman. Let me see if you understand what I'm saying now. He must have learned something. Fear not. Only believe. And that was all. And he got to the house and saw the Association of Professional Christian Mourners. Ah! Ah! And Jesus said, she's only sleeping. And they moved from crying to laughter. Oh, ye hypocrites. I love Jesus. He booted all of them out of church. Sorry, of Jairus' house. This is the same thing. To leave. And he remained himself, the disciples, and Jairus. Praise God. I said, praise God. It means only you determine the miracles that you receive. Only you. As we read through this diary, the records given to us, we'll see the paralytic man on the Sabbath day. Matthew 9, 2 to 8. Mark 2, 3 to 12. That was a mistake. I'll take it again. The paralytic. Matthew 9, 2 to 8. Mark 2, 3 to 12. Then Luke 5, 17 to 25. A man who had a withered hand. Withered hand. Matthew 12, 9 to 13. Mark 3, 1 to 5. Luke 6, 6 to 10. Then a boy with a demoniac, we'll call it convulsion, called epilepsy. Matthew 17, 14 to 18. Matthew 17, 14 to 18. Mark 9, 14 to 18 as well. Mark 9, 14 to 18. Luke 9, 37 to 42. In those instances. In all the four Gospels, we have records and records of miracles. Listen carefully now. The feeding of the 5,000 was recorded by all the four all the four. Matthew 14:13-21. Mark 6:30-42. Luke 9:10-17. And John 6:1-13. So in the life of Jesus, we have miracles of healing. We have demon operation, demonic affliction stopped. We have the miracles of preservation and the miracles of supply. In every instance, nature was either suspended, altered, or violated. Miracles don't have to take place every day, but they take place when we need them. How many of you know we do need miracles? I don't know about you. We need miracles. They don't have to take place every day. I don't need a miracle to know what to eat in the morning. I don't need a miracle to put food in my mouth except you're sick. But when there is a lack, and I'm working hard, and yet I can't meet those needs, then I need a miracle. When a part of my body isn't working as it should, and I'm feeling pains in there. Nothing wrong in going to doctors, but I must also realize I require a miracle. We can go on and on. In the evil of the day, to the right and to the left, whereas kidnapped, we hear the news every day and your mind goes, God! Whereas a stray bullet, and I tell myself, a place like Nigeria, we need miracles. Hallelujah. You need miracles. Miracles of preservation. Miracles of provision. Miracles of healing in my body. Where nature, in its tight fixes, I wrote this down. I said it reverses nature's tight fixes. I take my Bible and I read through it. I just remember what I read in Scripture. Next week we're going to read the Old Testament. And I read through it. And I said, this is the power of God. I see the healing of the bodies. I see the calming of the storm. I see Peter walking on water. I see provision. And I said, this is the power of God. So I said, this is the power of God. This is the power of God. I believe in the power of God. Sometimes we over-celebrate the enemy. We do. You watch a typical Nigerian movie. And they talk about how one person's own in the hometown, how he did something. And oftentimes the way they present it is like maybe they brought the person's picture. And you see the thing, Shago, 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 Shago. As he calls the guy's name like that, the guy goes mad. So they'll take the guy that is already mad to a church. And the pastor will say, he said, they have to fast. The guy who did it did not fast. Then they'll be praying for long, glorifying the works of the enemy. Are you out there? I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. In my body, I believe in miracles. In my daily activities, I believe in miracles. In my business and career, I believe in miracles. In my ministry, I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. You get to a country, you know no one, believe in miracles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. You know you can receive miracles in your job. Amen. You can. You can receive miracles as a student. Praise God. You can receive miracles. The power of God working on your behalf. So when you open your Bible, you don't say, oh, great things. You know, we sing one song like that. He made the blind to see. Hallelujah. What manner of man is Jesus? Use is for Jesus. Then what he did, he made. Pastors, no. He makes the blind to see. He makes the lame to walk. Hallelujah. His power is not a was, it's a is, it's a to come. Praise God. It's yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God. The sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He that keepeth Israel, the Bible says, shall neither slumber nor sleep. Praise God. I believe in miracles. I believe in miracles. Glory to his name. Look at Mark 9. Still out there? Mark 9. So when you read these things, don't ever, I don't know about you, don't ever, yesterday I was reading through the testimonies of the miracles of Jesus, and I read through all I just read now 5 times each. 2 days ago, sorry. 5 times. Just look at it again. So my God, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, you see, this is the power of God. I said, you know, the wonderful man. Jesus, get down. No! If it was history, how come the book of Acts replayed it? That means it's yesterday, today, and forever. I can walk in the supernatural. So the glory of God. Look at Mark 9. I'm closing. Mark 9. Mark 9. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mark 9. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Jesus said unto this man who brought a sick child, if you can't believe, it is all things, hallelujah, are possible to him that believes. Listen, he's not talking to a believer in Christ. Don't get it wrong. To him that believes. That believes that Jesus can heal the sick now. Said all things are possible. That's why the Pharisees, those who did not believe in his message, they believed in his healing ministry. And then they received. I believe in miracles. So all things are possible to him that believes in miracles. Amen. But sometimes you're just tired. You've done all you could do. You've fixed it the way you could. Don't get tired. That's the time to stir yourself in faith. Now I've used my common sense. I've used my wits, gotten to the very end. It's time to believe. I believe God. I believe in miracles. I do. I believe the sick can be healed when they're sick. I believe any incurable disease can be healed. I believe there's no financial supply that cannot be met. I believe there's no door that can be opened by the power of the Spirit of God. I believe in miracles. I believe in being preserved from danger. I believe in a man in the midst of a whole lot of evil preserved. I believe in that. I don't know about you, I do. He doesn't have security as cost, but he's preserved. I believe in that. I do. I do. I really believe in that. I believe in help coming from unexpected sources. Even though I believe in God, God did it. I believe in the miracles. So much. Praise God. So much. Because if I believe in God, I believe in miracles. Sometimes I talk to God, I said, if I know someone else more powerful than you, I'll serve him. And that's just the plain truth. But there's none. Hallelujah. There's none. There's none. Praise God. We serve God who is our Father. There's none beside him. There's nothing his power cannot accomplish. In our lives, in the lives of those that are with us. Praise God. In the lives of our children, our family and our friends. I believe in miracles.
So as we continue this journey, continue next week to look at our diary. What is possible? The Bible tells you what is possible. What is possible to me today? I'll see it in Matthew. I'll see it in Mark. I'll see it in Luke. I'll see it in John. I'll see it in the book of Acts. It means it is possible. Hallelujah. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible. Don't get despondent. Don't get depressed. Don't lose hope. For it's God. Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world. Hallelujah. The power of God is working on your behalf. And the power of God is working in you now. Hallelujah. You can't afford to give up. I believe in miracles. I believe the things in scriptures are possible today. I believe the blind will see again today. I believe the lame will walk today. I believe the supply, financial supply today. I believe it. I believe in needs being met today. I believe in angels preserving lives. I believe it today. Praise God. I don't just believe it in the Bible as history. I believe it because it can happen now. Praise God. I believe demonic operation can be stopped right there. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I believe in miracles. I'm not just all wired up in the natural. I logically think it, logically look at it, logic. No, I believe in miracles. It's a businessman. You tell yourself, I believe in miracles. Sometimes you approach all the institutions you want to help, but you get your assistance, and none of them turns out fine. You think it's a bad idea all along. No, it doesn't mean. I believe in miracles. A phone call can solve everything you are looking for. An email, a visit, someone being told about you. The power of God is working on your behalf. You believe that this afternoon? In your home, in your job, in your body, in your ministry. I believe in miracles. Hallelujah. I believe.